A new report demonstrates why the last decade's natural gas boom in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia fell below expectations and did not generate a large growth in jobs or incomes throughout the region. A companion report, both from the Ohio River Valley Institute, examines a model in Washington State from which local leaders in the region can learn to help transition their economies. Sean O'Leary of the Ohio River Valley Institute says that as the mining sector increased and local GDP skyrocketed, jobs in this so-called Fracalacha area increased by just 1.6% during this period, combined with a population loss of 37,000.
It means that not only has the natural gas industry not produced jobs and prosperity to a significant degree so far, but that it's structurally incapable of doing so in the future as well.
According to the report, the gas industry lacked impact on these communities because not much of the money invested and earned ever entered local economies. That's because of the natural gas sector's lack of labor-intensive jobs and that royalties from leased properties were less than expected. The second report focuses on Centralia, Washington. After the town's coal-fired power plant announced a 2025 retirement, its owner pledged to fund a plan to support economic and clean energy transition. Since then, the town's economy has grown at twice the rate of the country and has added more than 2,000 jobs. O'Leary says that as federal proposals focused on clean energy and energy transition are on the horizon, it's a moment for states such as Pennsylvania to learn from Centralia.
You know, will we use it to pursue a Centralia-like strategy, or will we use it to continue chasing the past of, you know, fossil fuel and related industries?
One county that potentially could benefit from this model is Greene County in southwestern Pennsylvania. The county was part of the natural gas boom, but still has seen a steady population decrease and lack of job growth. County Commissioner Mike Belding says he thinks the Centralia model would have a positive impact on Greene County. He says the region is a great place to live, but there's a need to adapt to the changing economy.
We're currently working on broadband, we're working on recreation, we're working on those, but there's really been a 25-year or longer lapse of substantial initiatives to change those attributes in Greene County.
Belding says the county is opening a startup incubator that will provide academic coaching and financial backing to non-fossil related companies. I'm Emily Scott with Keystone State News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.